What's up, listeners? On this week's pod, we're going to talk a little day drinking on Sundays, and we will bring back Elvis Brinkus for some sciencey sports. Most importantly, we are going to give you a comprehensive ranking of the best sports movies of all time. Lastly, as always, we're going to do Stumptown and Girl Scout Cookie Survivor. Let's do it.
Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol calls, Bonnie says, Carol calls, Bonnie says. Walkers on to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton.
Yee-haw!
Oh, a yee-haw. I'm into that. Welcome back, Cowboys, to the Rookie Show. I am one of your hosts, Elvis Coyne. Joined with me on his trusty steed, it's just an office chair, is Travis Knoll. How you doing, Knoll?
Pretty good. I named my horse Office Chair, but
did you?
Yeah.
Did you move away from your college horse, which was, of course, Fast Cow?
Whatever happened to Fast Cow? What a good pet that was.
It's really good.
That was for the Pilgrims and Indians party, right?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Low maintenance pet.
Those were good times.
Lost in the shuffle moving out of 1824 Lincoln. Anyways, we got a fun week, I think. We're ranking some sports movies.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, let's talk about our weekends. How was your weekend, Noel?
My weekend, loaded up on canned goods for the coronavirus. No, not actually, but considering it very, very soon. What? This just in to the Rookie Show pod. Did you hear that? I'll tell the listeners.
Yeah.
Coronavirus can be transferred through farts. So that's some important info.
Breaking news here first. Breaking wind and news here first.
Nice. Yes. My weekend was good. I did have another Clark basketball game on Monday, which we won. I got to give a shout out to some new listeners, my teammates, Matt Barron and DJ Danko, my guys. So hope you're enjoying the pod.
Shouts fellas. Matt and DJ.
And they
is
will...
DJ Danko, is that his like stage name or is that his name?
No, that's his name. Dennis Danko. Yeah. It's a baller name. Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Well, they can attest to, I had 37 points and 18 boards. So just ask them.
Right. Right. I'll believe you.
Okay, sure. Good. How was your weekend, Coyne?
It was really good, man. I had a lot of fun on Saturday night and went out. And then I woke up on Sunday and I was feeling good. And I was like, oh, I'll go take a walk. And so I was going to go take a walk and just go get breakfast by myself. But instead, one of my friends texted me and we went and got beers because it was really sunny. And those beers turned into like 9 beers and then a few shots and some mixed drinks. And I was just accidentally drunk on Sunday and I was not prepared for that.
That's rough. What time on Sunday did you stop drinking, would you say?
Like 9, but it was not early enough. I wish it had been like 5.
Yeah. And what time did you start? What is this entire time frame?
Like 2 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's a long time.
Yeah. It was a little bit more than I was anticipating. It turned into pretty, I mean, it was a fun little day. I ended up losing my glasses, which kind of sucked.
My
sunglasses, which kind of sucked. But late night, like 8:30 or so, we were at this brewery cafe thing in my buddy's apartment complex. And the girl working there was pretty cute. And so I tried to pull this move where I just bought 2 tickets to the basketball game tomorrow night. It's against the Wizards for they're like $9 or something like that. And so I just walk up to her and I'm like, I just bought these tickets. Like, would you want to go? And she looks at me and she's like, well, where are you sitting? It's like,
what?
I was not expecting that.
Oh, no. She's getting like, picky over free
like,
tickets.
I know. I was like, free tickets? I was like, well, she's like, well, I already bought tickets with my friend. We're sitting 100 level. And I was like, okay. I guess we don't have to do that. We could do something else.
You should have said.
I wasn't really expecting that. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll find your friend a date, and they can take my shitty tickets, and you and I can take your 100-level tickets.
That would have been a good swap. I ended up getting your number anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So long story short, that was that due to the day drinking, then, that you made that decision?
Wait, the bought tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, and now I'm sitting here with fucking Blazers Wizards tickets to Wednesday night, and I don't want to go. I think I might sell them.
You could probably just throw them away.
I might. I think that burning them might be the most prudent decision here.
So then are you saying that you're in or out or somewhere in between on day drinking on Sundays?
It was really fun in the moment. I would say coming to on Monday and today has been pretty shitty. But all in all, in.
Okay.
And I think that Sunday day drinking is probably higher on the list than most would be.
Okay. Interesting.
So if I had to power rank my days, I would probably go...
Ooh.
For days in terms of drinking, I would probably go Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday, Tuesday, Monday.
So Sunday was fifth out of seven, but you're still in on it. So you're just basically in on drinking every day.
Yeah, I'm in on drinking.
Here's my thing. I feel like I've definitely decided that if you're going to get drunk, getting drunk on Friday night is way better than getting drunk on Saturday night. To have the whole weekend and just not feel like shit all day Sunday and then have to go to work Monday. So I'd say if I'm going to drink two nights in a week, which that's rough. I'm not really into that anymore. I'd probably go Wednesday and then Friday.
Right.
Do a little hump day drinking and then I'm not trying to get like hammered on Wednesday, but go out for happy hour.
I'm never trying. I'm not trying to get hammered on like a Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday, but
in the same vein, if I'm going to be day drinking, let's get started on Saturday morning and give me Sunday to recover. I had one of the worst hangovers I've had in a long time this past two Sundays ago after the karaoke night, so I'd prefer not to be hungover on Mondays.
Which, yeah, that was the worst part of the whole ordeal, I think, is that I woke up on Sunday and I was like, I got like pretty drunk and I feel, I would say good. Like I usually have really bad hangovers and I felt pretty good. And I did not feel good on Monday. Very much so, I did not feel good.
The key if you day drink is I got to be in bed at like 7 p.m. and then sleep for like 14 hours and then you're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you live and you learn.
Yeah,
I probably won't learn, but it was fun nonetheless.
Glad to hear it.
Well, this weekend, besides from me being irresponsible and drinking too much, the NFL Combine also happened. Did you watch it all?
I watched exactly 0 seconds of any NFL Combine footage.
That's great, because we actually have Elvis Brinkus in building to talk about Sciencey Sports.
He's here?
He's here right now.
He's on the pod? You're going to get him on the pod again?
I'm going to go get him.
2 weeks in a row? Wow. Yeah, he's got some availability. Okay.
He does.
Great. Well, I'd love to hear his
thoughts. Combine is prime area for old Elvis Brinkus.
EB, my guy.
All right. Are you ready for Elvis?
Yeah, let's give it up for our guy, Elvis Brinkus in Sciencey Sports, or potentially a different name to be determined. Mr. Brinkus, take it away.
Welcome, everybody, to Rookie Show Sciencey Sports. This past weekend, the annual NFL Combine was held in Indianapolis, where the top athletes in the world competed more or less in meaningless drills, like the 60-yard shuttle and broad jump. They also completed drills that are fun, but give basically no bearing on how a player's career will unfold. One of those drills is the vertical jump, where Washington offensive tackle and self-proclaimed tiny dick haver, Trey Adams, jumped a meager 24.5 inches, which is the same as Travis at his peak.
Oh.
On the opposite end, Michigan wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones proved that two last names is better than one by jumping 44.5 inches, which is only half an inch more than Travis's waist size after college.
Okay. Brinkus, you son of a bitch.
Now, looking at 40-yard dash times, where Henry Ruggs III edged out Javelin, Quez, and Legarius for fastest times at 4.27 seconds, averaging 19.16 miles per hour, or approximately one quarter the speed of a pronghorn at full trot. For a different look at the 40, let's stumble over to Melky Becton. Mekki Becton of Louisville. The 6'7", 364, absolute freak of nature, ran the 40 in 5.1 seconds. That is the equivalent of one Zion Williamson or 41 average American house cats all stuck together running 16 miles per hour. For Rookie Show Sports, Sciencey Sports, I'm Elvis Brinkus.
Hey, Mr. Brinkus, way to come at me with the statistics. I do want to say that I would have been more offended if you had referenced Grievous Vasquez vertical jump when you were talking about the 24 inches.
That's right.
Who I believe set the record for worst vertical jump at the NBA Combine. So I was less offended that you went at me.
What was? I think it was 24 for
Grievous. I think for Grievous. It was.
Yeah, that's so bad.
How many house cats is Zion?
41.
41 house cats. That's incredible.
Well, one Zion Williamson is 364 pounds, and so is 41 house cats.
And then the three guys that Henry Ruggs beat in the 40, those were names or?
Yeah, names. Their first names were Javelin, Quez, and Legarius.
Oh, okay.
Which are normal and good names.
Coming from Elvis.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, thanks to Elvis Brinkus. If any of our listeners have any ideas of rebranding the name of Sciencey Sports, we'd love to hear your ideas. But you probably won't come up with anything better than what we can. So.
I'd even be down probably to just go back to sports science, which was my original totally not stolen idea. So I was thinking that might be the one. Right.
Yeah, didn't John Brinkus... Is John Brinkus related to Elvis Brinkus?
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that stole your idea, I think.
Oh, right. The guy that talks funny. Okay. Moving on anyways, though. So
let's move on.
Because there's only regular season basketball happening right now, we got to get our sports fix, as you know.
You know that.
You know this. And so what better way than to go into sports movies and rank them as we do?
Oh, we haven't ranked a ton of things lately. It's time to get back to our roots here.
This is where we shine. This is what puts us above everybody else that you're listening to, all these other clowns. Not to be named, no free plugs. So what we agreed upon was to break these down by comedy sports movies, fighting boxing sports movies, the non-major sports, so that would be like hockey, soccer, I don't even know what else.
Golf,
racing, I guess. Golf. Yeah.
Figure skating.
And then the top five for the major football, basketball, and baseball movies.
Those are good categories. I want to say, if you're interested in a... let me read you the description of a sports movie that's coming out this week. It's called The Way Back. Have you heard of this movie?
Ah, yes. The soon-to-be classic.
Yeah, so Ben Affleck stars a former basketball player who turned down a scholarship to the perennial powerhouse college basketball program, the University of Kansas. Talk about a mouthful. They could have just said, who turned down a scholarship to Kansas, but they added 19 words in there. Resume. Right. Now an adult struggling with alcoholism, again, too many words, is offered a coaching job at his alma mater. As the team starts to win, he may have a reason to confront his old demons. Like, is this the least original idea for a sports movie ever? Or is it like, can we take every cliche of a sports movie and put it into a Ben Affleck movie? What's the deal here?
Super totally unoriginal idea, one. Two, this is like, what, 30% of high school coaches right now?
What, like, alcoholics
this is like,
who...
Yeah, alcoholics who like are washed out, they're kind of... had a chance at one point, and then all they do is they go home and they talk about how good they were.
Yeah, so this is like not a unique story. I mean, there's probably going to be some twists, some epic twists.
Oh, the twists. He's gonna show his tattoo, his back tattoo on camera, you think?
What's
Have
his
you
back
seen
tattoo?
It? No. It's this massive, like, orange and red and yellow dragon.
So it's not... Jason Tatum's God's plan tattoo.
God's will? No, not quite.
Oh,
you
God's
should
will.
look up his tattoo right now.
Okay, I'll look up Ben Affleck dragon tattoo.
Dragon. You have to call me Nighthawk.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah, it's awful.
He's got a bad body too. Come on.
No,
you're supposed to be Batman.
Batman.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, so you're in or out on the way back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously super out.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm going to go see it in the theaters, though.
I mean, I'm going to see it, and I'm probably going to like it, because sports movies are just good. But okay.
Sports movies are good.
I'm ready to rank.
All right, you ready to rank? Should we start with comedies? Which
Let's
ones?
Start with comedies, and for the first three categories, I say we go 1, 2, 3 rather than 3, 2, 1. Let's give our top picks first, and then when we get to our top five of the legit movies, we'll go 5 to 1.
How's that? Okay, I'm into that. Let's do it.
Okay, so your top sports comedy of all time.
I'm going. We may have the same one. I stole it straight from your other list. I'm going Waterboy at number one.
Very solid pick. I know basically all I've heard from our listeners is, how can we get more Adam Sandler content on the pod? Could you guys maybe say some Waterboy lines for an hour and a half?
Danny, so, this one's for you, you fucking loser.
So we're only one pick into these rankings, and I'm already cheating. I'm going to give this a tie. As the top. But the reason for this is because I don't want to spend too much time. So we're going to go Waterboy and Happy Gilmore as a tie.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
And that's it. We've already talked at length about both of those movies, and I wanted to at least mention, you know, a couple others. So let's get those on the same pedestal. All right. What's number two?
I'm into that. Number two, Blades of Glory.
Okay. That's a very solid pick.
Number three, maybe a dark horse, Benchwarmers. I find this movie really funny.
Benchwarmers is so bad, and if there's anything that our listeners want more than Adam Sandler content, it's Rob Schneider. That was our worst pod. All right, but Benchwarmers is solid. Gus Bus is good.
Gus Bus, the whole IM-12 sequence, and then Nick Swardson eating a sunscreen because he's scared of the sun is really funny to me.
I'd say a line that I say from that all the time is, "That's amazing."
Amazing, right. Yeah.
I'm going to go with number two, Semi-Pro. Big fan of Semi-Pro. Again, we've talked about Will Ferrell movies. Number three, I'm going to go with The Replacements. How do you feel about The Replacements? Debatable. I mean, it's definitely a comedy, but it's not quite like an Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell type comedy. But all you have to know is pain heals, chicks dig scars, but glory lasts forever.
They do, indeed.
Yeah.
I would, so that one I would say is kind of questionable on the borderline comedies. Fair that it's put it. I'm glad that you mentioned it. I'm not going to be listing it anywhere, but I'm glad that you bring it up.
Okay. Let me, and we're not going to expound on these, but I'll just give you my on menchies. I went Longest Yard, which we've talked about before.
Yeah, good.
Basketball.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Do you want to put that in your list now?
Yeah.
who are you swapping out?
No, leave it out. Honorable mention.
On Menchie. Balls of Fury, ping pong movie. In or
great
out?
Great movie. Great.
Is ping pong a
not even
movie?
Just good. Great movie.
How did that not get any Academy Awards? We'll never know.
What's that dude's name?
I don't know his real name. There, Christopher Walken's in it, and then the dude from Reno 911's in it, too.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
How about this movie? You ever seen Rebound with Martin Lawrence?
Yes, that's one of my honorable mentions.
No way.
Just kidding. A just kidding honorable mention. That movie was terrible.
It's really bad. Last two, The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. We've already
great
mentioned
movie.
On the pod.
Yeah.
Special Olympics. And lastly, how could we go without mentioning Juana Man?
A pod favorite.
A
we
pod
love
favorite.
It here.
Juana Man among boys. So those are my on menchies. Anything else?
Okay, I have one on menchie.
Okay.
Fired Up.
Oh, I swear I had Fired Up. Oh, I had that in my on menchies for non.
I like that.
Okay,
that's a good spot for
good.
It.
Fired. I'm glad you mentioned Fired Up. Yes.
Fired Up is good. Dr. Rick shouts.
Let me just say to all the listeners, if you haven't seen Fired Up, I promise you it's not good. But you should watch it because there's some really funny lines in it.
Fired Up is not good. Yes, you're correct. It is funny and worth watching, though.
Just watch it.
Just watch it. All right. We're going to keep it rolling here because I think we're, like you said, we're going to get into the hardcore major sports a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So the top three fighting / boxing movies now.
Okay.
I think that this is a war of like five movies, maybe. Yeah, if you're in high school and really angsty, you could put Never Back Down in here, I guess.
I considered it.
Okay.
I didn't, though. So. Well, unless you want it, like, there's probably a lot of people whose top three fighting movies are three different Rocky movies. So, you can do that, too.
I have a question I need to ask you right now before we get there.
Go ahead and ask it, Coin.
Did you put Fast and Furious in your top three non-major sports movies?
Fast and Furious is not a sports movie any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I just thought of it right now.
Okay, wait. You could make the case Fast and Furious 1 and
There's drag racing. That's
and Tokyo Drift. Those are the only two that could be maybe considered sports
Tokyo
movies.
Tokyo Drift.
And Tokyo Drift did not make my top three sports movies. So, but no.
Okay, all right. Moving on. All right. So give me your 1, 2, 3 null on fighting boxing movies.
Number one, I think we might have the same. I'm going Warrior for number one. Do you agree? Are you on
minor,
all three?
Mine are interchangeable, but yeah.
Okay. Number two, sleeper pick. I'm going Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal. Good movie. But also, fun fact, it was Katie and my first date was going to see Southpaw. So special place in my heart.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three, I'm going with Creed, kind of by default. And okay. I just don't have any connection to the Rocky movies. I think I've seen them all once, but you know, recency bias. So give me Creed. Creed
I'm
number
similar,
one.
Yeah. Okay. I wait. Creed number one or Creed number three?
Is there a three? There's only two, right?
Oh. We're getting our numbers mixed up. You put it.
Oh,
three on
sorry,
list,
sorry.
Right?
I'm saying the first Creed movie
right,
is
right,
on my
the first
list
Creed
at
movie.
Number three.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Who you
okay.
got?
I have actually Creed number one, but I have Warrior right below. So like, you could flip flop those either way for me. If you went Creed Warrior 1, 2, 2, 1, doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Then so I just put Rocky 4 because I figured you wouldn't mention it, and I think that it is. So historic and kind of shapes the whole face of the fighting boxing movie franchise. So Rocky IV, and I picked that one over the other ones because it has the best villain. And if he says the line, if he dies, he dies, which I think has been like the best meme, one of the best memes / gifs on the internet in the last 15 years.
He's on, what's it, Drago, right? I don't know his real name. What's his
Dolph
real
Lundgren.
Name? Dolph Lundgren. He's made a resurgence in an ironic way in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
He's in like Always Sunny as he's Thundergun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes.
And he's like in commercials and shit. So yeah, good for him.
He's good stuff.
Good for Dolph.
Warrior. You know what? I'm ready to flip. I'm going Warrior 1 and then Creed 2. Warrior was awesome and so fun to watch. The only reason in my mind I'd put it second initially is because of the unrealisticness of them doing back-to-back-to-back UFC fights.
Yeah.
Like, these dudes are, like, breaking their arms and shit. What are you talking about?
He's like, rub it out. You got to fight in 18 hours, so get ready.
These dudes have most insane CTE that's ever happened, just getting their head repeatedly kicked in.
Yeah, it's – but, I mean, every – the plot of a lot of the Rocky movies are pretty damn unrealistic in a lot of ways, too. So if you're going unrealistic – Warrior is legitimately a great movie. I don't think this is our bias coming in. We watched that a lot in college, but it's really good. If you've not seen Warrior, go watch it.
It was Warrior, Project X, and Strange Wilderness. We were just kind of cycling those three movies in and out.
Ooh, yeah. That hasn't aged well. Why did we really like Project X?
We raged.
That should be like a movie you like in high school, not in college.
Yeah, you should cut that from the pot.
Man, these high school kids were cool as hell, man.
These kids are so badass.
Hell yeah. All right, I got. I only have one on Menchie, which is a bit of a sleeper pick as well. The recently released WWE movie, Fighting With My Family. Looked pretty bad, but we went and go see it. I liked it. The Rock was in it. It was a solid movie.
I kind of thought that it might be good. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure once it comes to like HBO or Netflix or something, I'll watch it.
It's got the fat guy from like Shaun of the Dead, you know, that dude. He's like the dad. It's all dudes with British accents. And then Cersei is the mom. Cersei from Game of Thrones is the mom. And they're both very funny. So there's some funny parts, and then still got the sports movie arc of, like, the, you know, she finally makes it big, and it's good.
What was that? But a movie that was like a really popular when we were younger, was it Ready to Rumble? Did you ever watch that one?
No idea what that is.
Okay. Moving on, man. I think it was like a WWE movie, and I was pretty obsessed with wrestling when I was a kid.
I did have the WWE demo for PS1 that would let you play like two rounds. You couldn't even pick your fighter. You were like guy.
Those wrestling games were good.
Like, well, I mean, PS2 ones? There was an actual game, but I just had the demo that like I think came with. It was PS. It was definitely PS1. Like it was. Okay.
Maybe it was PS1 I'm thinking of.
But yeah, that's the most experience. I wasn't a big WWE guy, surprisingly.
That and actually is kind of surprising to me.
I would like to become one now. You're an Undertaker guy?
In the Big Show, of course. All right. Okay. Again, I don't know them. All right, moving on now to the top three non-major sports. This kind of got gray for me a little bit.
It's got hella gray. This was more of an excuse for me to list more comedies. So
that's basically how I treated it.
All right, let's
dual
hear
comedy.
Let's hear yours first.
Okay, because there definitely are. Because it's Happy Gilmore, Dodgeball, and then Goon. Is that I went?
That's a solid list. Very solid list. I cheated again. At one is a tie between Talladega Nights and Blades of Glory.
Okay.
So it's funny how I had Gilmore in comedies and you had Blades of Glory. We switched them. But number two, here's a sleeper pick. I have a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised.
Beer Fest.
Oh, I was seriously
sports
like...
Movie?
It was about to be my second one on this list.
Definitely a sports movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Good.
They're drinking then, games.
Here's another sleeper slash cheating pick. I'm certain that documentaries are not allowed on these lists.
Art of Flight.
Oh, you guessed it. The Art of Flight. Were you thinking about that one?
No, but once you said it, I was like, yeah, okay, wow. I can see that. I was trying to think of a skiing snowboarding one.
The only reason I picked it is because that was part of our infamous spring break where we got high as turds and just watched The Art of Flight and had pancakes.
And Casa de Mi Padre.
That's right. That's true.
We watched some weird stuff, man.
If you live in a state where it is legal, go ahead and smoke marijuana and watch The Art of Flight. It's a good time.
It's a good day.
It'll take up a good 90 minutes of your day.
So I want to make a note here. Noticeably, neither of us listed the Mighty Ducks or Miracle in this list.
Not into them. I know avid listener. Oh, well, I got something to say later, but avid listener Daniel Sally, I know, is a big Mighty Ducks guy. I think also Dom Sally, the Sally family in general, I think, are big Mighty Ducks guys. I'm not big on Mighty Ducks, and Miracle I watched once and fell asleep during it. So what are your thoughts?
I don't know if I've ever seen Miracle, and I honestly cannot remember a single second of the Mighty Ducks. So that's why.
Yeah, and I've heard Al Michaels call for the actual Miracle on Ice like a bazillion times, and I feel like that's you got the gist.
It's the whole thing. Like they win the game. I get it. That's cool.
Here are my on menchies for non-typicals. Yeah. I did have Fired Up here.
Okay.
How about you ever seen the movie Stick It?
No.
Gymnastics movie.
Right.
Not great, but okay. How about the movie Grind? You ever seen Grind?
Oh, it's one of my honorable mentions.
Is it?
Grind
okay.
is a great
okay,
movie.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I wasn't sure if you'd get Grind. It's a good movie.
Yes.
And then lastly, I have 7 Days in Hell, the tennis movie.
Oh,
with
I didn't
Andy
think of
Samberg
those. That's good.
And Kit Harington. Yeah.
Would you put Tour de Pharma in there too or no?
I'd have to watch that one again. I don't know. That was really weird.
It's
I mean,
definitely
both
not
really
as good.
Weird,
I was going to say, you're not going to count the first one as weird.
I recently watched the like Bash Brothers Lonely Island thing with Mark McGuire. And have
you
seen that?
Yeah, I did too.
It's also very weird.
It's not that good.
Those guys are weird. It's not good. Let me ask you another question. Would dance battle type movies be considered sports movies to you?
Like Step Up is what you're going for right here, right?
I was leaning Stomp the Yard.
Yes! Thank you! Stomp the Yard is definitely better. That movie is good. I've probably seen that more times than most.
Stomp the Yard, it's all about the arc of the movie. There's a final competition. So that's what makes it a sports movie to me. So
yeah, it fits the sports
movie
trope.
Yeah, and Stomp the Yard has just been listed as an on-menchie. Congratulations to Stomp the Yard.
What about Bring It On and Bend It Like Beckham?
Never seen Bend It Like Beckham. Bring It On is fine. The best part about Bring It On was we were at a pub trivia one night with my basketball team. Nice. And one of the questions was, what are the two mascots of the main schools from Bring It On? And I was the only one at the table who could get it. Can you get it?
One of them's the Cougars, the red ones.
Nope,
right?
Wrong.
Okay. Nope, don't know.
The main team with, what's her name? Kirsten Dunst? Yeah.
Sure.
Kirsten Dunst. What do you mean you don't know? Mary Jane? You don't know who Kirsten Dunst is?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Blonde Mary Jane, that is. They are the Toros.
That's
Does that
right.
ring a bell?
Yep.
And then the black, sorry,
Panthers?
The green squad is, but they were African-American, are the... Cut that out.
No, you're good. Keep going.
The Clovers.
What?
You don't regret
Yeah, I
all
never
this?
Would have gotten that. You got that?
I did get it. Yeah, they
I'm
were
impressed.
All amazed. Yeah, just like I had 37 points last Monday.
Well, you just ruined my stump town.
No.
Just kidding.
That would be incredible. All right, did you have any other on-menchies for non-major sports?
No, that's good. And I would say that somebody's going to get all riled up about She's Got Game or She's the Man. Which one is it? She's the Man, right? Somebody's going to get riled up about that.
Game.
Not being there. He's Got Game and then She's the Man. There's so many sports movies. I cannot stress this
We should
this
put
enough.
Some... We should try to find some odds on the He's Got Game remake, She's Got Game... that they're going to come out with in the next 5 years. That's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And Denzel will be a cameo in it. It'll be who's it's going to be Candace Parker, right? She's like a big media thing.
Got to be. Could be her, could be Skylar Diggins maybe.
Doesn't Skylar Diggins now have a hyphenated name? She's like Diggins
yeah, she's
Diggins
out.
Smith.
Diggins like Smiths. I'm not sure. I don't know that much about Skylar.
What if she married Robbie Gold and then took his name before hers in the hyphen?
Skylar Gold Diggins? That's awesome. Do you think she considered it? I can't imagine. She's like, hey, Robbie.
Why would that be her voice? I'm confused. That's his voice.
I don't know.
Hey, Skylar. That's funny stupid. Stuff. All right. Yeah, all also, right. I think, real quick, I'll say people will probably be mad we don't mention Caddyshack and Big Lebowski. Those are two big, what? You're squinting?
The Big Lebowski is I guess, is a bowling movie. Yeah.
You don't consider bowling a sports movie?
It's like a heist movie more than anything. All right.
Either way, Caddyshack, people will be upset. But we have a young fan base, and Happy Gilmore is better than Caddyshack. It's a fact.
Definitely. And I don't know anything about Tin Cup. So that's that.
That's that.
All right, now we're getting to the real deal stuff. This is the stuff I actually care about.
Let's do you're going to do actors and characters before we do the top 5. We should end with top 5.
We can
five.
Do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. All right, Noel, give me your top 3 actors.
My top 3 sports movie actors. I'm going to go backwards on this one. Number 3, I'm going Keanu Reeves.
Good pick.
Shane Falco and also the coach from Hardball.
Right.
Those are his two main roles. You want just me to give him all of them?
No, I can go number 3 too.
All right.
I do like Hardball. I guess that could be mentioned in your list. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going number 3 is Sylvester Stallone just because he was in so many, all the 5 Rocky movies plus the 2 Creeds.
Yeah, so. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
What did you think of his performance in Creed movies? Does he do it for you?
I actually did. I think he played it's funny. I think his awful speaking voice slash weird I don't know how to put this nicely, is a drawl in some ways. Okay. It lends itself to a guy with cancer, and that makes sense to me.
That's true. That's a good point. I could see, he sounds like he's dying.
Yeah, he's always just, Donnie, come in here. Is he Italian? Does he have cancer? And the answer is yes to both.
Okay, good. Number two, I'm going with Wesley Snipes, who was in a lot of sports movies. Notably, he's Willie Mays Hayes in Major League, mm-hmm. and Sidney Dean. Is that his
That's
name?
Right, Sidney
White
Dean.
Man Can't Jump. He's in several others, but I also wanted to mention he's in a movie called Future Sport. Have you seen that or heard of it?
Interesting. I have not. No.
I have not seen it, but I'd like to read you the description of this movie.
Please do.
In 2025, this movie came out in 1998, by the way, so
okay.
The description is, in 2025, future sport is the organized sport of the planet, but someone else is getting organized, and their game is war.
Okay.
I have several questions. If the year is 2025, are they still calling the sport future sport?
Yeah.
Do they call it present sport?
Is it just sport now?
Is it their
sport maybe, ball?
Maybe their slogan is the future is now, so it's still future sport.
Okay.
That's all I know about future sport. All I know is it has the word sport in the name, so Wesley Snipes gets another check in the box for sports movies.
Wesley Snipes is a very physically imposing actor. He was great as Sidney Dean. Great.
He gets one demerit because I think this was something they put up on the Ringer, or maybe Bill Simmons talked about. Oh, wait. Bleep his name out. No free
bleep
plugs.
His name. No free plugs.
They had all of Wesley Snipes' base running in Major League is in slow motion because when they show him in regular motion, people realize he's not fast at all and he doesn't look athletic when he runs. That's a serious thing. Go look. If you go watch Major League, there's not a single scene of Wesley Snipes running in regular motion. It's always slow motion.
Wow.
So he gets docked. He might have been number one, but that's why he's docked.
That's really funny.
That's really sad. That would
really
bum
me out.
That is
really sad. It's like, have you ever seen any of the Mission Impossible movies? Do you know anything about the Tom Cruise run?
That was a joke. Like, yes, I've seen some Mission Impossible
okay.
movies.
Have you seen Tom Cruise run before?
I feel like he's a good action runner, no? Is he not?
I totally disagree. I don't know. I think it's really obvious when people are like really... They're really trying, like they took classes on learning how to run and he looks super unnatural. Like he's got like the full scythe hands going like directly straight up and down. And I get it's
saying.
Probably technically right, but it yes. looks so unnatural. Plus he's got tiny little legs.
That's a good transition into who I put as my second to last place for sports movie actors.
You Is it Mark Wahlberg? This?
It's the white running back in Remember the Titans who gets stripped at the end of the game because he's running towards the camera exactly like that, like a robot. And it looks like he's going about one quarter speed and then Julius runs him down and strips him. It's the most unathletic looking thing I've ever seen and the least believable sports movie scene of any mentionable movie we have on this list. Which
He's only second to last?
Yeah. Last place is Tobey Maguire from Seabiscuit.
Ah, right.
And it's only because I only want Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. Don't put Tobey Maguire in any other movies. What's your thoughts on that?
Don't put him in anything else. Also, playing a jockey in a movie? Bitch move.
Should have played the horse.
You know what? I didn't have anything written down last. I do have one now. Okay. It's Sean Astin as Rudy. Fuck Rudy. I don't like that movie at all. He's a huge bitch.
Yeah, not in
I've
on
been
Rudy.
Swearing a little bit. I'm sorry.
Rudy's like, if you go online, sometimes it's the number one sports movie. Nah, I'm out on Rudy.
I was gonna say that was a few lists
Notre
I was
Dame
looking
pricks.
At. Yeah, get out of here. Rudy's not good.
And my number one sports actor of all time, maybe a sleeper pick. Don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Derek Luke.
Oh,
are you aware of who this is?
That's a name for sure. I do
he
not know.
Plays most notably Boobie Miles in Friday Night Lights.
Nice.
Less notably Bobby Joe Hill, the point guard in Glory Road.
Oh, okay. Those two, Glory to Road Love. I like it.
Those two roles alone, I mean, really, just playing Booby Miles puts you in the conversation for me.
Yeah.
But Bobby Joe Hill, also a great role. And he's very believable as an athlete, and he's good at his characters. So I'm giving him the nod as my top sports movie actor.
I like that. You know, I think I just realized that I went a different route than I should have when I made my list.
Well, I went a different... I probably went the route that you went, and then I changed it because I decided we should have different lists. So, but
okay,
give me yours.
Good call. So I am going... I already gave you my three. And my number two is a guy we said we wouldn't talk about anymore. So I'm gonna only mention Adam Sandler because he was in like five movies.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, Longest Yard, Waterboy, and there's, I don't know, Here Comes the Boom. Was he in Here Comes the Boom?
What is Here Comes the Boom?
I think it's a wrestling movie.
Oh, boxing? Yeah, that's right. It's a Kevin James.
Kevin James movie. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you should take him out of the list.
Docked a point.
Yeah.
But my number one, I feel like, is the clear-cut choice, and you kind of have to give it to him. Kevin Costner is the GOAT sports movie actor. He's been in eight, from what I can see right here, and he's Bull Durham, Draft Day, McFarland, USA, Tin Cup, For the Love of the Game, Field of Dreams, American Flyers, and Play It to the Bone.
Play It to the Bone? I haven't heard
of that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just discount that last one.
Can I put Draft Day in my top three sports comedies?
Yeah, because
that movie's funny as hell. Yeah, Costner. Let me say one name that I think can rival Costner is Dennis Quaid.
Right.
Did you see him on any list?
I actually forget that he is not the same person as Kevin Costner sometimes.
It's because they're the same. They're all in all the sports movies. It's one or the other, basically.
Right.
Quaid's quarterback on any given Sunday. He is a 50-year-old rookie pitcher in The Rookie, which I believe is Debbie Esty's favorite movie. Shout out Debbie Esty. And
shout out Deb.
He is also the coach in a movie called The Express about have you seen that one? No, he's the NBA on
TNT. That's the white dude. That's the white dude on NBA.
Ernie something. Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. And
Ernie Davis.
Ernie Davis story. Ah, that's right. The Ernie Davis story. Sad movie, but good. Anyway, D. Quaid gets a nod.
Dennis Quaid, yeah. You know what? I'm going to put him in over Sandler.
Okay, good. That's a good
one. Yeah. D. Quaid, you got second. Let's go to our top three characters now. I'll go first. Do you want me to just list them out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I went with my third and second choice are villains. Well, I consider these people to be pretty elite movie villains, like no matter which way you cut it.
I like it.
Ivan Drago, like I mentioned before, from Rocky IV, is one of the most physically imposing people I've ever seen a picture of. Like,
oh, yeah.
The picture of him next to Rocky is terrifying. He is huge.
Massive.
Number two is not that. It's Shooter McGavin. But he's a really, really well-played foil in Happy Gilmore.
I agree.
My number one movie character is one that I hold near and dear to my heart, and it is Tweeter from Varsity Blues.
I didn't see that coming. I should have.
Yeah, yeah. There's a scene specifically after they get their asses kicked in a game where Tweeter leans forward and then leans back in his locker, and he says, yep, I'm going to go get drunk. That's the whole thing. He is just everything that wide receivers embody.
That's a good list. I like that list. I'd like to mention as one of my on menchies, another top-notch movie villain that was missed on your list, White Goodman.
Ah,
he's
White.
Up there.
W-H-I-T. E.
E. But my number three, I'm going Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday. Jamie Foxx kills it. Ultimate swagger machine. My number two on sports movie characters, At Guard, formerly known as Clarence Withers, and Downtown Funky Stuff Malone, and Sugar Dunkerton. He's trying out his new name tonight. Put your hands together for Coffee Black.
Wow. That was quite the introduction.
Pretty good, I can't believe you used
that for your second place. That's amazing.
Well, that's because my first place is none other than my guy, Timo Cruz from Coach Carter, who just is just swag on swag. That's really my top three. It's just the swaggiest players I could find.
If his name was anything but Timo Cruz, do you think he'd be number one for you?
Probably not. It suits him so perfectly. And
Timo Cruz is a real guy, right? Such a good name.
It's
yeah,
such a good
name. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they changed any other names for the actual movie, but
could be. Well, I think that Channing Tatum was actually on that team. And then he volunteered to just play it in the movie, too.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what number he wore?
22.
That's right.
22. Oh, yeah. Did you wear 22 because of Timo?
No, I did not. I don't know if I really got my affinity for him until later on in life.
Okay.
Last place on movie characters is any coach played by John Voight, which includes the coach from Varsity Blues, as well as the opposing coach in Glory Road, Adolph Rupp.
Adolph Rupp? Why is he last place? He's a good villain.
Because he's an asshole.
Okay. last place, surprising here, again, it's Rudy. It's an awful, pathetic character. Yeah.
Wait, is Dr. Rick a character in a sports movie?
I want to say yes, but you can't count him because he's not part of any of the athletics.
All right, fine.
We make the rules here and we stick to them.
to recap, I have Timo Cruz out of Coach Carter. I have, I'm going to call him Downtown Funky Stuff Malone from Semi-Pro, right, and Willie Beeman.
Okay. I gave you a Tweeter, Shooter McGavin, and Ivan Drago. Both solid lists. Now, let's do what everybody has been waiting for, actually, though. In our top five main sports, so we're talking football, basketball, and baseball only here. Top five lists. Do you want me to go or you?
We can go back and forth with five. I'll go first because I realize I screwed up my number five. I guess I was thinking that this was just my top five sports movies in general, because two of these are not from major sports, I just realized. But it is what it is.
Hey, man.
Number five is my only crossover from these lists, which is Warrior. I think it's good enough to be in my top five sports movies.
Really? You listed it twice. That good, huh?
I did.
I strategically, like we talked about doing, did not put it on both lists. So.
Yeah, don't worry. I just went against every rule, so it's all good.
That's right. I mean, it's a great movie. Honestly, it probably is one of my five favorite sports movies. It's really good. Nothing gets me hyped like Warrior.
What you got at five?
Number five. This was a tough one. So it was tough because I wanted to do at least one movie from each of the sports, and I didn't know which one wasn't going to get to. And so I ended up going with fifth place as Moneyball.
Okay.
I really, really like this movie. The whole, like, showing the actual business side of it has been really cool. I think they do a good job getting the balance of the front office and the games. And when they're going on their winning streak, you get, like, legitimate chills the entire time.
Yeah, I agree. A homer that, I'm trying to remember his character, it's Chris Pratt's character, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Bean.
No, that's Brad Pitt.
Yeah, right, not Billy Bean.
He's the first baseman that can't play.
It's the guy's brother, the other guy's brother, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, no, not Giambi. You're thinking of Giambi.
Oh, Jeremy Giambi, Jason Giambi.
Doesn't matter. The point is when he hits that homer, when they like blow the huge lead, but then they still win. That's a legit sports movie moment. That's awesome. I would say, right. Now I know it's historical and they can't just make up the storyline, but the fact that they didn't win anything,
that's as cool. That's fair. Scott Hatterberg.
Hatterberg, I knew it.
Hatterberg.
I was right there.
Gross baseball name.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
My number four is Glory Road. I think I have this movie much higher ranked than most people. I just like it a lot. No other explanation needed.
Okay.
Bobby Joe Hell, Big David, Big Daddy D, David Latin. They got some good characters in there.
Glory Road's a good movie. I don't feel strongly enough about it. Obviously, definitely not as strong as you do. So okay. That's fair.
What you got four?
I got four as Any Given Sunday. I feel like as far as football movies go, this aligned really well for me being Michael Vick being my favorite player, that I was just so jacked to watch a Willie Beeman type run. And you also got Al Pacino at coach, Dennis Quaid quarterbacking. They got the preacher dude at linebacker. who's really scary and good.
Yeah.
I like him.
They have Cameron Diaz. They got James Woods as the team doctor.
Oh, yeah.
He's an asshole. That movie is great.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
I get bothered by the, like, Dennis Quaid concussion scenes where everything's, like, shaky. It makes me feel gross for some reason.
Okay. But so does that knock it nitpick. Down? That knocks it down for you? Okay.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't think I've seen it more than twice, so I'd probably have more of affinity for it if I watched it as much as the other one. So,
totally fair.
I'm going number three, another basketball movie, Coach Carter, for reasons we already mentioned with my guy Timo Cruz. If Timo wasn't allowed in my rankings for some reason, I might have gone with Worm for my top choice of movie characters, because Worm's
really
awesome. I feel like you would relate to Worm.
No? Actually, Coach, I was on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. Coach Carter, I don't know how believable Samuel Jackson is in that movie. He's like the worst part of that movie to me. I really like the team and the story and the
Sam
the
Jackson has part. Only ever spoken at one volume.
Yeah.
So I think coaching actually makes a lot of sense for
That's
him.
True. That's a good point. That's a good point. What you got at three?
That's actually my number two, so I'm not even gonna say anything more about that then.
Okay.
Number three for me is White Man Can't Jump. I think it's a really fun movie to watch. There's this, it feels like it was like handcrafted for me. There's this white dude wearing funky shorts and a funky hat just going and playing basketball. And then his girlfriend's trying to get on Jeopardy, and I love Jeopardy, and he has to make this half-court hook shot to get her on the show. And this is a great movie. It's a lot of fun to do. I was Billy Hoyle for Halloween a few years ago.
You do make a good Billy Hoyle. Woody Harrelson has a claim for a best sports movie actor as well.
Oh, for sure.
He's great as Ed Monix as well. I think they traded him for a washing machine. I think White Man Can't Jump is another one that I've only seen once or twice, and if I would go back and rewatch it a few times, it would move its way up my rankings. So.
Wasn't it you that hadn't even watched it until we were in college, and then we had to like go find it so you could watch it?
Oh yeah, sounds like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. 45-inch waist. That sounds like me, yeah.
That was after college, after we got done playing. What's your number two?
Number two, which doesn't fit this category at all. It fits two other categories, but I didn't mention it because I love it so much I wanted it to be in the finale. And that is Dodgeball, my number two sports movie of all time. It is, I think, the most rewatchable when it's on TV movie of all time. And that's just really plays into my strength, so Dodgeball.
I'm more bummed that I just didn't put it at number one for my non-major sports ones now, because I will drop everything I'm doing if Dodgeball is on TV. Like, I'm just finishing that movie now. That's it.
Yep, that's a big qualifier for me.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn is a polarizing guy. I don't know how much I could actually hang out with Vince Vaughn, like, contiguously.
It's interesting because this is, like, Vince Vaughn at his mildest in this movie. And
that's
like, he's not quite Wedding Crashers Vince Vaughn. I think he's better when he's a little more animated, but it wouldn't have worked. Like, he fills the Peter LaFleur role well in this instance.
Right.
And just the little subtle sarcastic comments versus like the over the top stuff that he does in like Old School or Wedding Crashers.
How do you get the job of naming people in movies? I think I'm just obsessed with people's names in movies. Peter LaFleur, White Goodman, Michelle, Patches O'Houlihan. These are all just really good names.
Patches O'Houlihan is next level, man. Steve the Pirate. Wait, what else we got?
Steve the Pirate. Who? All right, well, I think, so again, my number two is Coach Carter, and like I thought might happen, I believe we have the same number one, Noel.
I think we do, and it's the best sports movie ever made.
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, and this is coming from a guy that's not watched one episode of the TV show.
Nope.
But I never will, because screw you guys. I guarantee it's not as good as the movie. The
flick out of principle,
is
I refuse
awesome.
To watch it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
What is there not to like? The montage at the beginning when they're at practice, and Booby's uncle is talking about him, and they're talking to the reporters, and Waterbug is saying how he's Booby's backup. That whole scene is just amazing. Oh, and he can't pass.
That's
And then on top of like quotable
things ever,
the music they play in it, the football scenes feel like real football. It's just awesome.
I agree. My dude, the driver from Tokyo Drift, Mike Wenschel. also, I don't think I've ever passed by or heard somebody say the word MRI without thinking, can MRI fix my knee?
I was just saying that to Katie the other day. She was like, what are you saying? I don't even know what context it was in. But
you know what? Actually, one of my favorite parts, I think I actually really like that they lose the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it feel more realistic than in just this like storybook Cinderella ending. I think the kicker is that they actually lost by like 20 points in real life. It wasn't like a, but who cares? They win, they lose. It is what it is. Tim McGraw gives his ring to Billingsley and.
Billingsley.
What is I also
party
like...
at Taylor's.
Party at Taylor's. We're gonna get wasted. I also like. I think Coach Gary Gaines is a stupid fucking idiot. And the guy says that on the radio. I really like that one as well. So Friday Night Lights. And for those of you who are would try to even bring up Remember the Titans in the same breath as Friday Night Lights, you just don't know sports movies. You're just wrong.
I actually am surprised. I thought I was going to be like in your top five for sure. Remember the Titans is a good movie. It has more sentimental value than anything else, I would say.
Remember the Titans is a top 15 sports movie, would you say?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. It's where it belongs. It belongs right in the, I don't know. Never mind. It's going to go somewhere else.
Okay. Any on Menchie's that people are going to be mad that we didn't mention, or any other thoughts on Friday Night Lights?
I don't think so. I think we mentioned like 40 movies.
There's so many more. The only one I'll say is every girl's favorite sports movie is Love and Basketball.
I've never seen Love and Basketball.
Well, you would only watch it like in your room with a girl.
Right.
Right.
I think that maybe I've started it in that scenario.
So you haven't seen the end?
No.
Okay. They play one-on-one, guy on girl.
Wow.
Strip basketball. That's
not
they
really?
They really do, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, I'm interested in that.
Other than that, I don't think we have any female listeners other than Katie and my mom, so.
Yeah, I think we pretty much got to everything that I wanted to talk about. You know, this one was a big omittance, actually. Space Jam.
I do have Space Jam somewhere on my notes. Okay. I rewatched Space Jam sort of recently. It's fine.
Okay. Right. Right. It is fine.
I mean,
I do want to say I didn't bring up Major League earlier, but I do really love that movie.
Major League's great. We could also bring up Angels in the Outfield, which is a reference to our segment.
Oh,
Angels
right.
in the Outfield.
Which
I do
actually. Is kind of how this came to life because Lee Paulson, avid listener, did recommend to us to do sports movies. So.
This was a Lee Paulson angle from the outfield. Thank you for your suggestion.
Shanks, Ree.
And if you guys hated this podcast, you can find him at Lee Paulson on Twitter. Make sure you let him hear it. This was a dumb idea.
Dumb name, Lee.
I don't think that's his Twitter handle, but you can find him. Either. You can find him. What else you got? Is that what we got for sports movies?
I think that's all we got for the sports movies.
Pretty comprehensive list. I think maybe we should tweet out our lists.
Yes, we can do that. I will tweet them out from the Rookie Show Pod account or from our own accounts.
Rookie Show Pod account.
Okay, I will get those out.
I'll send
when the pod
to you.
Comes out.
Okay. Very nice.
All right. Let's see. What do we have on the docket? Oh my God! Do you know what time it is?
It's 10:33. No. Oh.
It's time.
Is it time?
For Stumptown.
Stumptown.
The shitty show, or the game inspired by the shitty show with Kobe Smulders. The shitty game inspired by the show with Kobe Smulders.
Yikes. All right. I've been stumped once, so I'm ready to get back
once.
On my high
this
horse.
One is good. I would say there's this like a Goldilocks and the Three Bears type answer you're going to be looking for. One's
I don't know what that means.
One's pretty easy, one's middle of the road, and one's going to be pretty hard.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So, Noel.
Yes.
Last week, MVP frontrunner Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Is this Elvis Brinkus?
No, this is just me.
Okay, good.
Made the news by scoring 41 points and grabbing 21 rebounds.
Okay.
In a win over the Hornets.
Okay.
This was the first 40-20 game since Anthony Davis did so 4 years ago, and Shaq did it 16 years before him. This used to be a common occurrence for one Wilt Chamberlain. In fact, he did so 229 times in his career.
My God.
And has 89 of the 100 highest scoring such occurrences, including his famous 100-point game.
So, of the highest scoring 20 rebound games, you're saying?
Of the highest scoring 20 rebound games, he has 89 of them.
Okay. That's pretty good.
So, since the year, if we knock this down a little bit, since the year 2000.
Yes.
It's been done a few times. A lot of players get in there, like Andre Drummond will do it randomly, la la la. Lots of players can do it. But if we cut it down to just the playoffs, it's only been done 79 times. And then if we up the rebounds to 25, it's only been done 3 times.
Oh, okay.
So, Noel, since the year 2000, name the 3 players that have gotten 25 or more rebounds in a playoff game. You get 3 errors, and I will give you hints for the latter 2.
Wait, do they have to get 40 points or just 25 rebounds?
Just 25 rebounds or more.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 40 points as well. Who have gotten 25 rebounds in a playoff game? I am going to pick Shaq.
No. Strike one.
Yikes. Yikes. Okay, who is the best rebounders that I can think of? Dwight Howard?
Yes, Dwight Howard had 26 rebounds in 2015, Western Conference first round, Houston at Dallas.
Was that the Papa Bear answer?
Yes, that was the easiest one.
That was the easiest.
All right, you have 2 more.
All right.
Do you want me to start giving hints now?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, with 25 rebounds in the 2002 Western Conference semifinals. This is Spurs versus Lakers.
Oh. Well, I would have guessed Timmy D, Tim Duncan.
Yes. That's 2.
Yes.
All right.
To be fair, I was going to guess that before you said Spurs-Lakers, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. This last one happened in 2016 in the playoffs.
Okay, hold on, let me think before you go. That's recent. Now just tell me the conference.
Eastern Conference.
2016 Eastern Conference. And I have 2 strikes left?
Yes, you have 2 strikes left.
All right, I want to guess once before you give me another hint.
Okay.
I'm going to go Tristan Thompson.
No, but
oh,
they were playing against Tristan Thompson and the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals that year. It's the Raptors. Do you remember this? This player ended up getting a massive contract because of this.
I don't think it's Ibaka. I'm going to go with... Who was it? Oh! Is it Bismack Biyombo?
Yes! It is Bismack Biyombo.
Yes!
Nice, Noel. Very well
done.
Bismack Biyombo pulled down 26 boards in the 2016 Eastern Conference Finals and ended up signing like a 4-year, $70 million contract with the Magic after that.
That's not good.
That's not good by the Magic. Well, Noel, you did it. Very well done.
The big three, as they say, Tim Duncan, Dwight Howard, and Bismack Biyombo.
Right, right. Everybody always thinks of those three together. Same players.
Exactly.
Well, right, that has been another round of Stumptown. There is only one more thing on our agenda, Noel. And that is Girl Scout Cookie Survivor.
That's right. Who do we have left on the island?
So we have eliminated now Do-Si-Dos, Trefoils, and Savannah Smiles. Remaining are the big three, Thin Mints, Samoas, and Tagalongs.
This is the part of the show where personal preference is going to come into play pretty hard.
I am going
to vouch to boot Tagalongs, and here's why. They're not that unique. The other two are pretty unique cookie. There are not a ton of coconutty, caramely cookies out there. There are not a ton of minty cookies out there. There are a ton of peanut butter chocolate things. It's kind of a worse version, crunchy version of a Reese's. I do like me some Tagalongs, especially with a big tall glass of milk. But
okay,
that's my vote. What are your thoughts?
I am a noted coconut disliker and have been on the record saying that Samoas are butt.
Ooh, okay.
I do love Tagalongs, and there was a point recently where I could have thought that maybe they snuck up to being my favorite cookie. But I digress and agree with you that they're not that unique.
This is tough,
and I would say it's an ostensibly better cookie than a Samoa.
Maybe, as far as cookies go. But in terms of meaningful to the Girl Scout brand, I don't know about that.
I would say that's totally fair. I would say that Samoas do get like an iconic bump.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, I will agree to send home Tagalongs.
It's a shame you couldn't tag along to the finals. Yeah.
You had that written the moment we started this.
I swear I just thought of it now. But that's probably worse. That means it took me that long to think of that joke. All right, Tagalongs, bring me your torch. Tagalongs, the troop has spoken. Dum dum.
Oh yeah. Dum dum dum. We need one of our friends that has any kind of graphic design ability to draw a cookie with a torch. That would be great.
We really need that. And then we're also going to need someone who is really, really passionate about Samoas to come on the pod next week and give any reason why Thin Mints aren't the best Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah, good fucking luck.
This was inevitable. This was like the Warriors when they had Kevin Durant. It's just like, we can play the season, but we know who's going to win.
The Samoas are going to come out game one super hot, and then the J.R. Smith of cookies is just going to ruin it all for them, and they're going to get blown out, swept in the finals.
Do you think we should bet on the Samoas at plus 550? What do you think?
No.
And then try to hedge by betting the Thin Mints minus 900.
That was bad. Really bad by me.
Not a good job. But guess what? Samoas, you get to live another week.
Congratulations on your moral victory. I hope that's what you think you deserve, coconut.
I love the Samoas.
That's fair. Anyways, that'll do it for another week of the Rookie Show. Thank you for coming along.
That'll do it.
You can follow us at Rookie Show Pod, and you can follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Da Cream Fillin on Twitter, and you can follow me at C Travis Knoll on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for coconut.
Yep,
that's why I love it so much. You know what I mean? It's just it is what it is.
All right. Well, that'll do it. We'll see you back here next week.
Make sure you tell your friends about the pod. Subscribe to it and leave us some ratings and stuff. And if you work for
a big corporate entity and want to like toss us sponsorship money, that'd be great.
Yeah, Girl Scouts of America.
What a huge missed opportunity.
I know. Tell me about it.
They probably asked us to volunteer though.
Who's playing us out?
Play us out. Gorillas.
Oh, gorillas.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.